830.
8:46, Mike and Casey in the morning, and we're welcoming to Levity Live tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, five shows from this guy, Craig Shoemaker. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for getting my name right. A lot of people go, Mr. Schumacher, good to hear from you. I'm like, it's Shoemaker. You make shoes. You don't mock shoes, okay?
Well, listen, was there somebody in your...
Crocs you can mock if you want to.
In your ancestry,
the holes are for so your self-esteem can slip out.
Your ancestors, were they actually shoemakers? Is that where it comes from?
I think so. I mean, I would imagine that they weren't janitors. You never hear a family called the janitors. You always get carpenters and goldsmiths. I've never heard of the janitor family, but maybe that wasn't happening back then.
Maybe not. Hey, we're excited you're coming to Levity Live soon, right?
I am too, but I live in L.A. Thanks for this weather.
Oh, sorry.
At least it's not snowing.
Oh, at least, that's what all New Yorkers are like, at least it's not snowing. Listen, it's all bad for me, but I'm indoors in a mall, so I'm very happy.
Yeah, the Palisade Center, Levity Live, it's right inside the big mall there. Great venue, fabulous lineup, and you're going to be there tonight for two shows, tomorrow for two shows, and then Sunday they're going to drag you out for one more show.
Yeah, well, I'll be dragging myself by then, but yeah, that's a lot of shows, but I love it. I like making people laugh. I want to call my tour Make America Laugh Again.
Oh, that's perfect.
Don't you think we need that?
Yes.
In this country?
Yes.
And laughter is good for you. It oxygenates your body and healing endorphins are released and stress is relieved. I read a book, Norman Cousins cured himself of a terminal disease through laughter, which makes me a doctor. Open up and say ha-ha, folks.
We got a call from one of our listeners, Steve, in New Milford, New Jersey, who was so surprised to hear that you were going to be in the area. He's seen you over the years, and you know his brother-in-law, Dave Miller. And he's going to come see you at Levity Live. So you already attracted one person.
Dave Miller, who has a golf tournament. I don't know why I play. I'm so bad. Last time I got a trophy for closest to the car. I feel so bad for the people that, you know, these corporations, they bid on you, and there's all these Hall of Famers, and they're playing with the, you know, I'm playing the Chuckle Hut in Wingaloogie, Michigan. And so they're going, isn't Johnny Bench ahead of us, the Hall of Famer? And they're all expecting me to be funny. I'm so not funny on a golf course.
Right.
We're talking with Craig Shoemaker from Levity Live tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Now, you're on the this side of the country. Are you going to get to see Philly at all, your hometown?
Philadelphia, I am not going to see them this time, but I'm very happy about our Super Bowl win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Philadelphia, I will try to get some Philadelphia food, get some scrapple in me. Have you ever had scrapple?
Oh, please, that's terrible.
I love it. But
you do?
I don't trust any with the word crap sitting right in the middle of it. You realize it's like one vowel away from scrap pile, which is what it is. It's what's left over after they make the sausage. They put it in a mold, and all the Philadelphians are, put ketchup on it, put hair on your chest. But thanks for the health tip there, Sasquatch.
Yeah, they're about.
I don't know what kind of meat it is, but I dropped it on my lap and started humping my leg. That might have given me a clue. But I do love the old food when I get back here. I live at, you know, in California with my vegan wife, and she's all earthy. She actually says to me, do you know it's spiritual to fart? I go, well, you just married the Dalai Lama, honey. You're good to go. Get under the covers. Give me a Dutch oven. You'll be praying.
Now,
it's a whole other world. She gets turned on if I compost.
Oh, gosh.
I'm used to the diamond ladies. You know, that's what I always date. With all the slogans, diamonds are forever. I said, well, so is bad credit.
Oh, my goodness. You just say hello and he goes, right?
He goes. But, you know, Dr. Love Master friend Craig Shoemaker, you have a documentary about the healing power of laughter, do you not?
I do. Yeah, we're filming it right now. It's I mean, I really do enjoy, I'm back, I retired from stand-up for a little while, but I really do enjoy making people laugh because it just shifts the consciousness of the world. And you don't know, I mean, if you go on social network right now, everybody's so divided. And it's the one thing, it's like Switzerland, it's so neutral, and it just brings everybody together. And you don't know that the person next to you voted for so-and-so. You just know that you're all sharing this laughter together. And so we're going to take seven patients with various illnesses through our laughter programs. and watch them heal. You know, we'll monitor the results, and you'll see it on screen. And it's inspired one of my best friends. He wrote Cool Runnings and Little Giants, a big comedy guy, and he's from Philadelphia, and he directed my first movie, The Love Master, actually. And as a matter of fact, his baby was conceived. He imitated the Love Master. When we were filming in Arizona, I said, go do it. He said, oh, yeah, baby, I love you so good. Your neighbor will have a smoke, baby. And I guess it worked to loosen things up, and baby Kayla was born 9 months later. But then he got brain cancer, and they said, you have 3 months to live. And that's when we started Laughter Heals. And he came to every one of our workshops, and he lived 15 years past that prognosis just from adding laughter to his life.
And beautiful.
Yeah, and it gives you will to live.
You have a wonderful acronym for what laugh means.
Yeah, love, acceptance, understanding, gratitude, and humility. It's a good way to live.
Beautiful.
And there's lots of humility when you laugh. You'll see it on stage tonight through Sunday at Levity Live, because I talk a lot about my, you know, things that don't go so well for me.
All right, so Levity Live tonight, 7:30 and 9:45, and then tomorrow at 7 and 9:30, and then Sunday at 7, 5 shows. You got to go see Craig Shoemaker, right?
Yeah, you'll come see all my failings. Even as a dad, my daughter met a cat down the street, and she said, Mommy, I want a cat. She says, your dad's allergic. And she says, let's just get another dad. True story.
That's the California lifestyle, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I grew up with all females, and she's... Now I kind of know how to raise a girl, but I didn't know what I was prepared for. But when I grew up, I didn't have a dad. My dad left when I was born. I was like, well, something I said, wah. But,
oh, God.
So I was raised... My first shave was with an epilady. Remember that thing?
Yes, of course. I had an epilady.
Yeah, it was like a thing. It took the hair out by the root. I was like, my first shave was at 13, next one at 30. That's a clean shave.
Craig Shoemaker, we've got to run. We appreciate a few minutes, especially on the day when you're performing. Two shows tonight at Levity Live, West Nyack Palisade Center. Go see Craig Shoemaker. There's a quote here from somebody that saw your show, said Craig Shoemaker might be the funniest man on the planet. Holy mackerel.
Wow. That's, whoever they are, free tickets.
Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend in the Hudson Valley.
I hope to see you all.
We do.
Take care.
Thank you
so much.
Craig
Bye-bye.
Shoemaker, he's at Levity Live tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Check it out.